If you're like me, you were glued to screens this week watching the election unfold. But if you're ready for a break, NPR TV critic Eric Deggans has a few ideas. Eric, welcome. And there's actually this evidence from TV ratings that people in these very stressful times are taking comfort in comedies and old TV favorites. What have you been watching?
Yeah, I mean, well, this show isn't quite so old, but Schitt's Creek, S-C-H-I-T-T-S.
Always necessary.
For the FCC. that show is at the top of Nielsen's list, giving you the sense that people are sort of looking for great shows that don't have anything to do with politics. What I've been doing is my 16-year-old son and I both loved The Closer, which was a show on TNT that had Kira Sedgwick playing a deputy police chief in Los Angeles who had this unusual facility for getting confessions out of people. And we also love to watch Law & Order UK. They have some of their own stories, but they also take a lot of classic Law & Order scripts from the Mothership show, and they redo them for the British system. Mm. So in addition to seeing a great crime story, you get a sense of what a legal system is like that's a bit different from America's.
Sure, and I know you're also interested in this new Showtime show. It's called Moonbase 8. It's going to debut this weekend. It's about a couple wannabe astronauts. What do you think? Tell me about that. Is that a good escape from the news?
Well, okay, so this is one of these silly kind of comedies that might take your mind off of where we are now. If Fred Armisen's in it, John C. Reilly's in it, and they've created this show about a team of misfit guys who want to be astronauts. They are training on this deserted base in the middle of the desert that is set up to mimic the conditions of what it would be like if they were on the moon. Mm. And then eventually John C. Reilly is trying to get them to find their confidence, and he gives this very impassioned but ultimately misguided speech, which we have a clip of. Let's check it out.
We are members of the National Association of Space Astronauts.
The what?
NASA.
It's the North American Space Association, right?
Is it? No. That's not it.
The National Association.
It's not national. Nautical. Nautical, because it started with boats. Nautical Astronomy Society of Adventure.
I don't think it stands for anything. I think it's just a word.
NASA.
Okay. NASA. We're NASA.
It's funny. It started with boats.
If they don't know what NASA stands for, I don't think they have much of a chance of getting to the moon. But it's a nice little diversion.
Yeah. I know you want to talk about HBO's new show coming out this Monday. It's called Industry. Follows recent college grads at a cutthroat bank in London. Tell us about that one.
Yeah. And you explained it perfectly. You know, we get a look at these young people who are in this really stringent program to try and be part of an investment house in London. We got a clip of a montage of different applicants in this program talking in the entrance interview. Let's check it out.
Why are you here then?
I think mediocrity is too well hidden by parents who hire private tutors. I am here on my own.
Every successful business is full of people who've spent money nurturing unremarkable talent.
I play third fiddle to two figures in my mother's life, Jesus Christ and Margaret Thatcher.
Where do you stand on them?
One's the reason we're all here, and the other's a carpenter.
Very good. What'd you think about this one, Eric?
I thought it was pretty good, and it's an example of how a lot of these premium TV services have gotten through the pandemic by getting shows that are from Britain, from the Middle East, and Industry is a good example of that.
Oh, interesting. Well, okay, and we don't have a ton of time here, but let's see if we can get this last one in. The docuseries on Hulu called City So Real, it's actually about, sorry for those who are tired of politics, the Chicago mayoral election last year. And it's by Steve James, the man who is behind the classic hoop dreams.
Yeah, so now, at least in this case, we know how it ends, right? We know who got elected mayor in Chicago, so you don't have that suspense hanging over you. But what it really is a portrait of all the different neighborhoods in Chicago. And in fact, you know, we got a clip where they showed a lot of different mayoral candidates visiting the Bud Billiken Parade, which is a parade that's held by the African American community. And there's a great conversation between one of the candidates and a woman who's a spectator. Let's check it out.
I'm 82. As long as I've been here, nothing has really changed.
What do you want to change, though?
I want to see the government work for the people. Yeah. The people, not the rich.
Hmm. Still kind of resonant today, right, Eric?
It resonates today. And what's also interesting to me is there seems to be a trend in documentaries where you spend great gobs of time on a subject to give you a sort of an understanding of that subject that accumulates over time. This is a 5-hour project. It is an important reflection of what's happening in documentaries these days.
Well, I'll tell you what, everything you've brought here to this show is quite interesting. I look forward to it when I have a minute.
Exactly. Yeah, you won't have a minute quite as quickly as the rest of us.
Indeed. I will live vicariously through you. Eric Deggans, thanks so much.
Quite the pleasure. Thanks for having me.